headquarters. Without a doubt, I was being discussed. A figure of shame, a traitor to my class, a violent man in a peaceful world, and a pugnacious, combative, uncompromising one at that. In short, I was all the things a good Friberian detested, and the sort of a man Angelina should have a great deal of interest in. In spite of its recent bloody past, Freiburg was woefully short of roughneck manpower. Not at the very lowest levels, of course. The portside drinkeries were stuffed with muscle-bound apes with pinhead brains. Angelina would be able to recruit all of those she needed. But strong-arm squads alone wouldn't win her a victory. She needed allies and aid from the nobility, and from what I had seen, this sort of talent was greatly lacking. In my indirect manner, I had displayed all the traits she would be interested in, doing it in such a way that she wouldn't know the show had been arranged only for her. The trap was open. All she had to do was step into it. Metal boomed as the turnkey rapped on the door. "You have visitors, Grav Diebstahl," he said, opening the inner grill. "Tell them to go to hell," I shouted. "There's no one on this poxy planet I want to see." Paying no attention to my request, he bowed in the governor of the prison and a pair of ancient types wearing black clothes and severe looks. I did the best I could to ignore them. They waited grimly until the guard had gone. Then the skinniest opened a folder he was carrying and slowly drew out a sheet of paper with his fingertips. "I will not sign a suicide note so you can butcher me in my sleep," I snarled at him. This rattled him a bit, but he tried to ignore it. "That is an unfair suggestion," he intoned solemnly. "I am the royal attorney and would never condone such an action." All three of them nodded together as though they were pulled by one string, and the effect was so compulsive that I almost nodded myself. "I will not commit suicide voluntarily," I said harshly, to break the spell of agreement. "That is the last word that will be said on the subject." The royal attorney had been around the courts long enough not to be thrown off his mark by this kind of obliquity. He coughed, rattled the paper, and got back to basics. "There are a number of crimes you could be charged with, young man," he droned, with an intensely gloomy expression draped on his face. I yawned, unimpressed. "I hope this will not have to be done," he went on, "since it would only cause harm to all concerned. The king himself does not wish to see this happen, and in fact has pressed upon me his earnest desire to have this affair ended quietly now. His desire for peace has prevailed upon us all, and I am here now to put his wish into action. If you will sign this apology, you will be placed aboard a starship leaving tonight. The matter will be ended." "Trying to get rid of me to cover up your drunken brawls at the palace, hey?" I sneered. The attorney's face purpled, but he controlled his temper with a magnificent effort. If they threw me off the planet now, everything was wasted. "You are being insulting, sir," he snorted. "You are not without blame in this matter, remember. I heartily recommend that you accept the king's leniency in this tragic affair and sign the apology." He handed the paper to me, and I tore it to pieces. "Apologize? Never!" I shouted at them. "I was merely defending my honor against your drunken louts and larcenous nobility, all descended from thieves who stole the titles rightly belonging to my family." They left then, and the prison governor was the only one young and sturdy enough for me to help on the way with the toe of my shoe in the appropriate spot. Everything was as it should be. The door clanged shut behind them, on a rebellious, cantankerous, belligerent son of the Freiburg soil. I had arranged things perfectly to bring me to the attention of Angelina. But unless she became interested in me soon, I stood a good chance of spending the rest of my days behind these grim walls. Waiting has always been bad for my nerves. I am a thinker during moments of peace, but a man of action most of the time. It is one thing to prepare a plan and leap boldly into it. It is another thing altogether to sit around a grubby prison cell, wondering if the plan has worked or if there is a weak link in the chain of logic.